Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach said as the global situation in relation to COVID-19 changes, the Ministry of Health is continuing to adjust the protocols and guidelines in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She said this is important to ensure that the country continues to manage the COVID-19 pandemic in the safest possible manner for all members of the population.
Entry protocols, last time we spoke, we included the allowance for persons who are tested positive outside of St. Vincent coming into St. Vincent. Once that initial positive test was greater than 10 days or less than 2 months. Because, as you know, with the Omicron, a lot of persons, you know, when they travel, they are fine, and then when they are ready to come home and get their PCR to enter St. Vincent, they are test positive. And then a lot of other persons traveling, it is very common right now. So we introduced that, and persons are asked to email us at the coronavirus task force, svg@gmail.com, to request an exemption to enter with a negative 24-hour antigen and proof of that positive PCR test or COVID test done more than 10 days before arrival. We are also now able to issue certificates of recovery if somebody is planning to travel overseas and the place they're traveling to requires a PCR to enter and they are willing to allow that person to enter with an antigen or with a certificate saying that they had recently recovered from COVID. Persons can apply again to the coronavirus task force, svg@gmail.com, for a letter of a certificate of recovery. We are also reviewing the general entry protocols, but we would like to have things settled out not only in some of the other countries or bigger source markets, but here in St. Vincent also.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa-Beach. Regionally in Jamaica, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has provided more details on the plan to have vaccinated-only events. Recently, the country's health minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton, announced that the government would soon launch an official calendar of events which only persons who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be eligible to attend. Mr. Holness explained that the government policy would allow for persons to participate if they are tested. And the superintendent of prisons in Barbados, Lieutenant Colonel John Nurse, has apologized to prison officers for the ad hoc COVID-19 testing that took place last week following the identification of a new cluster of cases at the St. Philip Jail. He said while the testing was done in good faith, it had not been sanctioned by the management. And internationally, the World Health Organization's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, said today that the world has not yet reached the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, as there would be more coronavirus variants. She told reporters in South Africa that the virus continues to evolve and mutate, and there will be more variants of concern, so the world is not yet at the end of the pandemic. Swaminathan was visiting vaccine manufacturing facilities with the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.